Caleb Johnson, Steelers third round pick out of Iowa. I have high hopes for him. I said he's going to be the first Steelers running back of note to get a second contract with the team. I believe in his scheme fit. I believe in the player. But by all accounts, struggled yesterday in the backs on backers drill, which is, that's the knock on him. And this isn't something, no.
This is the second time.
This isn't, it's the Zin. It's not something you can't coach. But the knock on him was didn't throw a lot in Iowa. So he's raw in the pass protection. And Malik Harrison, former Raven, bull rushed him on the first two reps. Third rep, Eddie Faulkner, Steelers running back coach, was like, yo, Johnson, you got to keep your hands inside rather than letting Harrison get in on your chest. And then in the third play, the same exact thing happened again. And then he came back around and lost a rep to Mark Bruner's kid, who, okay, he's going to be probably a great special teams player in the NFL. I have no doubt about that. But he went 0 for 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that he's going to take reps away from Jaylen Warren and or Kenneth Gainwell until he figures that out. Like, you can't be the third down running back if you're not going to be good in pass protection.
No, not at all. I mean, but that's expected. I mean, you're a rookie running back, and it is, you know, it's a lot harder. It looks easy whenever you don't have pads on, but like that's a position where you, when you put the pads on, you can tell a difference. And I'm not really looking too much into this. You know, it happens. He'll probably get his feet underneath him, but it is a different. It is a different mindset. It's a different game, and it comes at you real fast.
They're gonna bring him on slow.
Yeah,
I think they carry four running backs on their 53-man roster when it's all said and done. I think the Cordarrelle Patterson release is evidence that we saw Trey Sermon make a couple plays. Yeah. I think they have some confidence in Trey Sermon, and I think they put, unlike they did with Najee, where they just threw Najee to the fire for the most part once he got there. I think they take their time with him due to some of these developmental things. And you don't want him building up scar tissue when you've got capable veteran players around and you can put him out there to do things he does well. That being said, at some point, he's going to have to be able to do those things if he's going to be an every down player. But back on backer drill, like that is such a, among drills, that is such a, exaggeration of what actually happens.
Sure.
In just like 9-on-7 inside run is an exaggeration of real life. Like if I'm a linebacker and I'm blitzing, I may have an idea of what your scheme is, but I don't know that the back's going to block me. So I'm not running through the line of scrimmage
free,
not being sound of a gap and thinking that the right guard is just going to let me go or not get a hand on me. Right. So this is it's an exaggeration. And it does put the tailback in a very, very tough spot. You're in a real tough spot. You're stopping, and they're just running full tilt right at you.
Right at you.
Yeah. So it is like...
And there's two guys, too, and Tomlin points, so you don't know which of the two guys is coming. Bang, 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 bang.
Right.
Interesting to me that it was Malik Harrison. I did go back and look. Le'Veon Bell was a star of backs on backers, but I'm pretty sure they gave him Vince Williams at first. Didn't go so well.
Because
it ain't gonna.